Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Into the Depths with Jewelry, where we discuss unspoken topics every Thursday and Saturday. I'm your host, Jewelry Jazara. Today, we're going to talk about forced labor with Lema Farhan. Among all of the oppression going on in the world, our topic today is the least talked about. Therefore, we've decided to discuss and shine a light on this sensitive yet serious topic and walk you through the ins and outs of it. That's horrible. What makes it worse is that not everyone is aware of this exploitation. Here's a fun fact. A handful of companies people use on a daily basis exploit and oppress their workers. The shirt on your back could have been made by an oppressed worker and you just wouldn't know. Forced labor is literally a form of slavery, yet no one bats an eye on the subject. Lema, how do you think we can end forced labor once and for all? I 100% agree. If you're aiming for the same goal, which is a world without forced labor, you should make workers aware of the exploitation. As Lema said, informing workers can be majorly helpful with preventing future exploitation. Another thing you can do is make others around you more aware of how real and terrible forced labor is. This is a crucial step in abolishing forced labor because we cannot do this alone. We need all the help we can get. Now you may be asking yourself, what am I, a college student, capable of doing in such a serious topic? Picture this. You tell your friend about how horrible and common it is. Your friend tells her other friends the same thing. This could go on and on, which will lead to more awareness of the exploitation. Who knows? Your friends and acquaintances could know powerful people who can actually do something about all of this. One obstacle, however, is whether or not people care. Most people only interfere when they are the ones that are being affected. What methods do you reckon would help us overcome this obstacle? Although there is so much more left to be done, there are people who have already taken action. The ILO has made effective changes throughout the years. The International Labour Organization, also known as the ILO, is the UN specialized agency which promotes decent work, social justice, and labor rights. Its tripartite consistency brings the added value of dialogue between representatives of employers, workers, and governments on key labor and employment issues. Throughout several projects, ILO has addressed bonded labor in South Asia, debt bondage in Latin America, and vestiges of slavery in West Africa. In 2005, the ILO launched a global alliance against forced labor that focuses on strengthening partnerships and increasing the role of labor market institutions to effectively address forced labor. All of this is a step in the right direction. However, we are far from done. I encourage you all to use your resources and educate yourself on the matter. After that, find out what else you can do other than informing your friends. If every single one of you went out of here today and educated someone else on this dilemma, we would be closer to achieving our goal. That's all for today. Thank you for joining me, Lema, and thank you guys for listening. I hope this discussion affected everyone. The future of these exploited workers is in your hands.